I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Hello, Craig.
Yeah, nobody on the output audio can ever hear that now recording. So we always talk to Craig because he's talking to us, but they never hear it.
Right?
It's like on Mumble when, you know, they're sending text messages back and forth and their computer's reading it to them, but that never shows up on the audio. Well, it's always good.
You can do text-to-speech in here as well.
Can you? That probably is a bad thing to start happening. How's everybody doing tonight? Didn't work. Now Anthony's going to spend the whole session trying to get text to speech.
I know. Whatever. He came in and got my Fred boat.
How did you get that? You didn't put any special commands on that line.
It's a single slash TTS.
Oh, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
Now I wonder, that may not show up in the recording though.
I don't know.
Oh well. Or is it TTS?
TTS.
I can't understand your
text to speech. Text.
All right. Yeah, I would say 99% certain that is not going to show up in the recording, but we'll see. So for the listeners, we're saying,
I need to get Samer in here so we can just mess up his mic and speakers so we can all just hear.
That's right. So you guys have been raring to go. Rex got home even earlier than you thought, huh?
We never went. Whoa. That was my 100% thing. So my wife's been sick since last week, and she's mostly better, but her parents, who are our child care, came over during the middle of the week, and now they're sick. So I had no child care, so we cashed in. It wasn't a big thing to miss. So
this was just some holiday party or something?
Yeah, it was a holiday party. People I work with, so I see them on a regular basis, so I don't have to see them at a holiday party. So
in a drinking situation.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly. So.
All right.
I'm having some Pinot Noir here.
Oh, classy.
Reprising my classy role from earlier
Very
this
nice.
Week.
So. Very nice. We were just at my parents' house. They had us over for pork and sauerkraut, which was very good. And my dad had Irish whiskey out, and then we had wine with dinner, and then I had more Irish whiskey, and then I came home and now I'm having some more Irish whiskey.
Beautiful.
So it's all good.
Sounds promising.
Yes. You seem awfully chipper for 4 a.m. there, Swede. Did you take a nap?
On and off, maybe. I might have.
That's good. Hey, no judgment. That's good. That's good that you're fresh. Yep. Anthony, how are you doing?
Well. I'm excited.
Good.
Ready to go.
So we probably need to make sure. It sounds like, Swede, you did manage to skim through some of the last session.
No.
No? All right. So it sounds like we need some recapping pretty seriously. Does anyone want to volunteer?
I think it needs to be Anthony, because I'm not sure I could recap it that well.
Always me. I'm trying to think. He wasn't here for two sessions.
Who? Swede?
Yeah.
No.
So last session was the fourth session. The third session was when you guys first went on Arda 7, and it was just you and Swede, and we took Breck along. I played Breck. Last session
so
was was you, yeah. Rex, and I'm making air quotes, Trip.
Trip.
Trip is the silent partner. So funny.
It was awesome.
Yeah, that was hilarious. And then Rex's comment about him being a social scientist was the best.
That was the best. Yeah. Yeah, no. So basically you just learned biggest plot point that Breck is a social scientist.
And that's the big reveal.
Technically challenged.
Yep. Yeah, Trip does not know how to work Discord. Or, you know, he did have problems with Skype as well. So I don't know if there is a internet app for speaking that Breck is capable of using, but we'll see.
But, yeah, so what last session was pretty simple. It was...
Yeah.
We got off the, what is it?
Artisan.
Space station?
Yeah. It's
we got off there. Station. And we ran away, but we got attacked by space monkeys.
Correct.
Space monkeys bit me. They bit, Prentice, and they bit Breck. Mm-hmm. And we got back to the ship. Kura got pissed off because she got kicked out of the first aid. Mm-hmm. So she disappeared. Mm-hmm. And then they got Prentice into the med bay, and then Breck finally figured out how to use the intercom and said he's gone batshit crazy and is going to kill us all. So
pretty much
it looks like he's been overtaken by the monkey demons.
Yep.
And that's it in a big general sweep.
Yep.
And I don't think there's much details.
Space monkeys, but, yeah.
Yeah, but the episode is, the best part of the episode is just when Trip started talking about his boat cruise.
Yeah, he started talking, yeah, he not realizing, like the best audio we had from Trip was when he didn't even realize he was on, talking to his wife about cruises. It's absolutely hilarious. All right, I am on roll 20 for Swede and...
Then
I saw that. You forgot that boat.
I was wondering if.
Yeah. This is some, it's a very nice ship schematic. I don't know. We can use it.
Why not?
I'm actually thinking, Kuro, because I just finished listening to the last episode. I think, your teleport out of the sick bay is fine. Actually, I think your teleport from the shuttle bay to the sick bay would have been more than 10 meters. So, you would have had to spend a, I know. So, but you have to, whatever it is that you spend for psionics, right?
It's the effort.
Effort, right.
And yeah, I can't remember exactly that.
I'll find out how much it is here. Let's see.
But basically, I'm well burnt out in the effort.
Ooh.
You're well what?
Nice schematic.
I'm just happy to assume that I can't teleport until I get a rest. Or we get
how much effort
it's per
do you have?
Scene. I think it's like it three per... from memory, but I got a kid trying to make me great.
I'll let you deal with the kid. I'll read the rules here. main action, commit effort for the scene, yeah. So you do get it back. The question is, when does the scene end? But we'll see.
Maybe that's up to you. I'm happy with whatever.
Yeah, I think, maybe, like in the sense of like 15 minutes to an hour kind of thing. How much effort do you get? Because it's, what's your maximum skill level in psionics? Let me look at your character.
I think it's at 2. I don't remember.
No, you're just a 1.
Okay. That's fine.
And do you have any pluses for... What are the things?
Pick one of those.
Wisdom. Let's see, what is your wisdom? Wisdom. You get a plus 1. All right, so you would have 2 effort, I think. Yeah, so okay, so you've spent 1 out of your 2 effort, I think. Let's just go with that.
No, all right. She teleported out of the ship and
yeah, that was less
out of the med bay.
To her, I'm assuming she would teleport a short distance, just she could walk to her quarters. Or she,
yeah, hard.
I think that's it's probably less than 10 meters from the med bay to her quarters. So, but we'll just call it one effort. So you still have one left, but you still get to teleport less than 10 meters for free. All right. So, just to flesh out the recap. Yeah. So, when you guys got off the station, Izo had enlisted, a red shirt to come with them and they had, come across. Why did I bring that up? There was a reason.
I'm not sure, but he did make it across, though.
He did, and you inspired him. He was all puppy dogging on you. Oh, and you had put Jace in command, and you had activated the AI Dave, who was better at controlling the ship. And so Jace was left on the bridge, and you guys got back in the bay. And immediately, you know, so you had a bunch of injured people. You had Prentice, who was unconscious, dying. You had Kuro, who was heavily injured and teleported herself and put herself in the auto dock before anyone else could get there. And then you had some other minor wounds. But so Bester, you had carried Prentice with Izo and I'm assuming Bernardo, who was the red shirt, down to the sick bay. Found Kuro in there. There was a tense discussion. And then Izo basically disconnected her from the autodock and put Prentice in. Prentice was stabilized, and the autodock said it was going to take 18 hours to kind of restore her to some semblance of normalcy. And at that point, the ship's intercoms lit up, and Breck announced with an evil laugh that he'd taken control of the ship. Oh, and he had disabled Dave. The AI was... made some brief apology and then was shut off. And then Breck came over the intercom. So this is the situation that you guys are in now.
Okay. I just need to check my character.
I'm still stuck at 3 hit points.
That seems accurate.
Yeah.
Where am I at?
So you guys would all be in... the med bay here, which is kind of in the deck 2, which is the top schematic, kind of back stern of the ship, middle.
Medicinal.
Yep.
Is that what it's saying? Okay.
It says medical.
Cool. Medical.
I pinged it.
Yeah, I pinged it. Yep, that's it.
Yep, I see it.
Yep, okay. And the bridge would be on deck 1, which is the lower deck. It's upside down, it looks like, which is unfortunate. But that's over here. And then I'm calling this, it looks like this schematic, this is like the cargo bay. Looks like it has some shuttles, just don't worry about those. But this is probably, this is where your ship boat is, right? So you kind of came in there. There's a lift in the middle that goes up. So this is the kind of a, if you can see the cross section on the side. It's kind of a cool looking ship. Looks like a Corvette, so I'm willing to use it.
So where's the bridge again? As far as like command, the actual.
Can you see me pinging it? You got to scroll down. It's the other layer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's that's deck 1, deck 2. So
we have to go up and forward to address the situation.
Well, down. So if you actually look at it. Right.
This is the upper
floor. The bridge is on the lower level. The med bay is on the upper level.
Okay, I see. All right, got it.
It's got the cross section on the right there.
Yep, now I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm all for theater of the mind, but sometimes having a common reference frame is worthwhile.
All right.
Why?
Well, if nothing else, the schematic sets the theme.
Right.
Reinforces the theme.
Right. So. I think because, and even Dave, who's all theater of the mind, when we were in another role-playing session, he ended up having to draw stuff because we were trying to draw it and it was so inaccurate that it was causing problems. So anyway, this way, I don't really have anything particular in mind, but if we start with a common reference frame, then we can work from there. All right. So Bester and Izo, you are in the med bay with the auto doc coming away on Chief Prentice. Why don't we start there? Kuro, you've teleported yourself somewhere, which we'll cut scene to you in a little bit. What do you guys want to do?
I want to communicate with Breck and find out what's really going on.
Okay.
If I can.
Sure. You know, there's, I'm some sort of flat panel communication system in the med bay for sure. So you go over there and activate the bridge, comms to the bridge.
I'm going to gesture Bester to, like, get out of the field of view because I want Breck to potentially be wondering where he is.
Okay.
Just trying to read on what we're dealing with.
It's kind of it actually worked out perfectly that Trip couldn't make it tonight because I can play Breck in all his glory.
Space monkey right. Warrior, I guess.
You hit the call button for the bridge and the screen's blank for a little bit and then you hear a show. And then you kind of see a disheveled man who turns out to be Breck kind of come on the little flat screen. He's like, oh, hello, who is this?
Breck, it's acting Captain Tanaka.
Izo? Hey, Izo, what's happening?
That's why I actually called. I was curious.
Hold on for a second. And he the screen goes blank. You feel the ship start to vibrate. And the engines fire up. And you're moving. And he comes back. He's like, oh, hey, Izo, what's happening, man?
Breck, where are you taking us?
Oh, well, that's need to know. I don't know why I'm talking like a druggie. Maybe it was because of the conversation we had before we started recording. But, you know, it's need to know.
I agree that I need to know. So this would be the time that you would tell me why you're moving the ship.
Oh, we've got a mission. We're on a mission from God.
those are the most important kinds of missions. Since God shared the mission with you, I'm sure the last thing he told you.
Oh, no, I had to figure it out. God speaks to those who help themselves. Ra helps those who help themselves.
I'm sure what you figured out included that you should spread the word of the mission to as many people as possible.
No. Very important. Top secret. Nope. You know, loose lips, sink Corvettes. Nope.
That's a good point, Breck. How about I come up and you can tell me?
Oh, no. I've activated the anti-boarding defenses. You don't want to come near the bridge. That would be bad. And you can tell Kuro that I've stacked boxes, so it's really hard to walk around the bridge. So if she tries to teleport on here, she may come into something solid. So maybe not the best idea. Get that freaky bitch out of here, man. I see it all now. It's all very clear. Like, my eyes have been opened. And his eyes are very dilated. His pupils are very dilated. Right. And
so tell me what you're seeing, Breck.
We're going on a mission. I'd love to have your support, Izo. But you know, I can do it. You know, I can make it happen. I would love to support you.
I just can't support you when I don't know what we're doing. I mean, how can I help you?
We talked about the need to know, though. It's almost treasonous, I think. I've appointed myself captain, so if you keep trying to find out the details of this mission, You know, there's all these life support buttons in the bridge. And I've overridden, you know, I do have this computer expertise. And I heard someone making fun of my thesis on post feminist studies. And that really pissed me off. It almost makes me want to go over to this life support board and, you know, I mean, you guys might be able to breathe argon. I don't know. I can't judge you. I mean, oxygen, argon, they're pretty close, right? You could give it a try. Might be fun. Why don't you stop bugging me for a while? And screen shuts off.
Okay. I'm going to try to drill Kiro.
Okay.
Or direct message or whatever.
So just before that, did she hear that conversation or was that direct?
No. I mean, I guess if you had thought about it, you could have been, I mean, it was an open comms, but I'm going to say you didn't know that, you're not going to have the foresight to try, like, it wasn't like broadcast to the ship. You would have had to like seek out the conversation. You would have had to hack it.
Broadcast last time.
Yeah, this isn't a broadcast. This was just a straight communication between the two. So you didn't hear any of that.
I know. All right. Breck's
gone. So Breck is going to. So you're. I'll cut scene to Kuro.
I'd just like to note that I'm no expert in the periodic table, but I know that argon is definitely not.
Not like oxygen?
No.
Well, you know, Breck is a social scientist, so.
Yeah, so he would know.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's just being open-minded. I mean, don't judge things by the atomic number.
No, we could have been fluoride, you know.
Yeah, fluoride. Could be something right next to it. Pretty similar. All right. Let me see here. So let's briefly. So before, Izo, you try and calm Kuro, I'm going to cut scene. And so Kuro, tell me what happens when you, anyway, is Craig still recording? Why am I getting these messages now? Yeah, it looks like he's okay. It's just weird. My notifications come across much later. All right. So Kuro, tell me what happens after you. Where do you teleport to and what happens?
So she just teleports to a quarters marked on the map, some general. I'm not exactly sure. I don't think her quarters are that big, but general direction. So she's just in there. She's just trying to bandage her wounds as best she can. I don't think anything practical of it. Just clean herself up. Get any remnants of the suit off. I can't remember where we got with that. I know she wanted to get it off in a hurry. So she would have heard the first broadcast and she would have just doubled down on getting bandaged up, getting ready to deal with.
Okay.
But when the broadcast would come, it would have just been a mutterance of that motherfucker.
Okay.
And she would have doubled down. So she's not doing anything in particular. She's not leaving her room.
All right. I'm assuming you probably have the, let me see. We've actually hadn't had a chance to use the Lazarus patches.
Well, I think we looked it up and it was to save you from passing.
Yeah, from dying. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a healing potion.
I'm going to assume though you have like, let's look at skills real quick here and see. There isn't, there's a heal skill. You don't have heal, do you?
No, I very much doubt it.
I'm going to assume you could get access to like a basic first aid kit. Give me a 2d6 and let's just see what it says.
2d6.
Okay. I'll take your first one.
Yeah.
I would say, what is your total hit points? Let's see, look at your character sheet. You're down to 3. You're out of 14. Give me a 1d4.
1d4.
Okay. You heal 4. You're able to give yourself 4 hit points back.
Oh, thank you.
All right. All right. Now, Izo and Bester will cut back to you guys. So, Izo, I think you're going to try and hail Kuro's quarters.
Well, I was going to talk to Bester first and then hit Kuro's quarters.
All right, go ahead.
So, Bester, clearly Breck has had some type of breakdown or he has been infected by something. So I think the order of operations need to be, we need to stop the ship first. And I think potentially the way to do that is to get to engineering and manually disable or shut down the engines. Then we can sort out how to coax Breck out of the bridge or otherwise address the situation. Do you think you can help me disable the engines?
Fine, sure. I'll just stomp off and head up the stairs. I'm not going to get in the lift because that asshole seems...
You guys are upstairs already.
Oh, yeah, downstairs.
You're going down.
So yeah, I agree. I'm going to go downstairs.
Do you have
any
weapon?
You're going to head to engineering, essentially?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
do you have a weapon?
I don't know. Do I?
You still have your kinetic hammer, yeah.
Yeah, then I do. I have a hammer. Hammer in the morning and hammer in the evening and so on.
I hate to do that, but let's see what I have.
All right. You guys, can you hold on for a second? There's apparently... Sure. And never mind. I'll tell you later.
Go for it.
There's a GM emergency that needs to be addressed.
Nice.
One of those things.
So I think we can.
Do you have a better weapon, or was that what you were going to say?
No, I have a las pistol. I'm just not sure how many like anti-boarding defenses there are scattered around the ship. So. Like, I don't know if there are going to be cameras or turrets we have to disable.
I'm back. Apparently, my son wants to play a specific board game, and finding one of my board games is not always the easiest thing in the world. So,
nice.
And my answer was, I don't know where it is. Go away.
Love, Dad.
Go That's fish. Right.
Pick one of the ones you can find. So yeah, you guys would know, especially Izo, since he's served on the ship. Izo, what are the intrinsic defenses of this scout ship? We're going to PBTA this, as I love to do, especially with Rex, because he has good shit.
Well,
we're telling a story together. So tell me what kind of defenses would the ship have that you might be worried about?
Given the size and role of the ship, I would not think that there are very many active defenses mm-hmm. that would actually harm someone. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there would be like laser turrets, you know, mounted in the ceiling, this, that, and the other. But I do suspect that there are the ability to isolate sections of the ship, mm-hmm. like, you know, lock bulkheads, things of that nature. Certainly there would be surveillance, I suspect, mm-hmm. throughout the ship. And then I guess potentially as a last desperate measure, there is the ability to vent mm-hmm. portions of the ship. Mm-hmm. Although, again, if somebody was invading the ship, they probably would be arriving in something that would give them protection against a vacuum. Mm-hmm. But I think those would be the fundamental things.
I'll buy it. Sounds reasonable.
So, and Izo's a hacker. So I think probably before we actually do anything, we want to get to the closest place where I can hack and see if I can't
get into the system.
Do this the old way.
Ooh, let's hold on for a second. Because I think also let me look. I think Brack also has some hacking skills.
Oh no. We're gonna have a hacking duel?
Yes.
A hack off.
I think we're just gonna do it as an opposed role. So when you say you have program as a skill, right?
So I can't remember what we call these things, but I am a quote unquote hacker. And it reads, you have considerable fluency with digital security measures and standard encryption methods. You know how to make computerized systems obey you until their automatic fail safes come down on your control. Level 1, gain program as a bonus skill. When attempting to hack a database or computerized system, roll 3d6 on the skill check and drop the lowest die.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'll let you take that. We're going to do you have the hacker focus is what you're saying. Yes.
Yes, that's what I have. Yes.
I got you. And Breck just has program as a skill. So you're going to roll against program as a skill, but you can use your hacker focus. Look at this. We're using all your character shit. But you get to roll 3d6 and drop the lowest die and still get whatever your hacker level is.
Level one.
You're level one. Okay.
So it'd be 3d6 plus one?
Plus one, dropping the lowest. Yep.
Right.
Go ahead and do that up. And I'll do mine.
I'll just roll a 3d6.
Yeah, just roll a 3d6.
So I'm a 10.
Oh, okay.
I think it already did it. Oh, no. So I'm a 10. A 3 and a 6 plus 1.
Okay, a 10. That's very nice. I should have rolled mine in public because Breck rolled snake eyes. So apparently, Izo, you are able to get in and, you know, basically see the whole system. Breck has like locked you out, like, of any control functionality, but you can observe everything that he's doing, right? So he's actually pointed the ship to, that's a good question. Where has he pointed the ship to?
The west.
You love it. I got a good look at my GM notebook here. Let's see. Remember the guys you fought the space battle? They were with Grimhill, which is one of the two. So the system you're in has two planets, Zvalsphere, which is the one you're in orbit around. And then Grimhill is the one where this force that intercepted you was from. He's pointed the ship toward the Grimhill system or the Grimhill planet. And, all right, hold on. There's another. What? Yes. Do you know where it is?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. They found a game they can play. All right. So that's where you can see that's where it's pointed. He has locked down the bulkheads to let me look at the schematic here. So the doors to engineering are all sealed. He's used there. The ship does have an elementary, like you can put in like basically knockout gas. So he's flooded engineering with he's basically used a tranquilizing gas to put everyone in engineering to sleep. But they're not dead as far as you can tell from what it's been done. They would just be unconscious. And the doors are all locked out. Given that you rolled so well, I'm going to say, you feel like, if you were to keep probing, you might be able to override those locks, but it's going to be another, it's going to be an unopposed skill roll for you to try and override the locks on the doors. And you might also want to, I don't know that he's restored full non-knockout gas into engineering, so you might want to gather some, self-contained breathing gear before you go in.
Right. Well, I assume we still have access to back suits potentially somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, you would. He hasn't, and you kind of get a quick scan. So he's disabled the AI. You can get, any other questions you want to ask me, go ahead and I'll make up something. He hasn't done much. He's locked the bridge, right? So that door is, you could override that lock as well. You could try to hack that in. Of course, a failure might alert him that you're trying to do this. He's locked down engineering, gas, but he hasn't really done anything else other than, he's fired up the reaction engines and headed you in system toward Grimhill. No jumping, has been done. No weapons have been powered up, anything like that. Do you have other questions? Since you rolled so well, I'll let you ask whatever you want.
No, I think that's probably enough information to come up with a plan. So, okay. So Bester, I'm thinking.
Where are you guys now, by the way?
We're still in as close to medical as we would need to be in order to get to a point that I could hack into the system. So it couldn't.
Okay. Well, there would be, you would be able to do it in medical. So the auto dock, starts beeping.
Oh, great.
Is that good or bad? Let me guess. Bad.
Okay. So, it's alert. So I'm assuming you go over and check out the readouts.
Sure.
And it says that, it's detected a psychotropic, substance in the chief's bloodstream. And it's basically beeping and just letting you know it's gonna have to purge this out of her bloodstream, but it's, asking you if you want a more detailed analysis of this substance.
Certainly.
Okay. It will take, it looks like it's, you kick that analysis off. It's gonna take, at least 10, 15 minutes. Preliminary indications are, it's basically some sort of psychotropic drug. It's going to, and probably in the amount of time, in the amount of time that, you're sitting around talking, it's going to give you, the essentials are, right, this drug is going to increase aggressiveness, increase paranoia, increase intelligence by quite a bit. but paranoia levels, aggressiveness, strength are all going to go off the charts. So, basically you're going to have like, con-like, monsters running around.
Nice.
Very hard to subdue.
So, okay. Bester.
Sounds awesome.
How do you feel about going to the bridge? And I'll see if I can, I'm going to go to engineering and I'll see if I can't get the doors open at the same time. And I will try to shut the engines off and restore the engineering crew.
He's chatting things. Don't forget you guys have, crew too, so you can utilize them. Aside from the people in engineering.
Yeah. Who got bit?
The people Prentice? Who got bit were Breck, Prentice, and Kuro.
Right.
So Kuro got bit, and Kuro is elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Breck is currently pretend captain, and Prentice is getting purge of the psychotropic whatever.
Yeah.
So
and, to Anthony, by the way, if you want to respond to the things I'm sending you to, you can type in roll 20. You can type /W, and then my name, and then it will just send it to me. Not that I'm sending secret messages to Kuro for you guys. Just
No. Of course not.
So, Breck, how do you feel about going to the bridge? Or not Breck? Bester, how do you feel about going to the bridge?
I feel like maybe we should be watching our backs, but sure.
Well,
I'm all for punching that guy.
I figure if I can get the bridge door open, then potentially you can engage Breck while I'm getting the engine shut off. So.
And by gauge, you mean?
Subdue.
And by subdue, you mean?
Non-lethal, non-permanent injury.
Rats.
Seth
Bester and heads off. Stomps off in the hallway, hitting the walls. Is he?
All right. Since the cat's probably out of the bag, Anthony, are you still? Can you still hear me?
You just quiet. I can hear. Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I got this one around.
So, within the constraints of the fact that, you know, Kuro never really acts in the best interest of the ship anyway. But within the constraints of the drug effects that I told you, I'll let you roleplay Kuro, if you want, I'll veto anything I don't want you to do. But go ahead, tell me what Kuro's gonna do.
So, is she going to be affected by the psychotropics?
Okay. Yeah, she is. That's what I've been whispering to you.
Oh.
Have you been in Roll 20?
Let me have a look.
Maybe he hasn't been paying attention.
No, I'm in Roll 20, but I haven't seen any whispers. I don't.
Really? Okay.
No.
You didn't get the one that says you were no longer in control?
No, I just got tagged in Rocket or.
Weird. Okay. Maybe the it says to Kuro. Weird. Maybe, what if I did it? Maybe I have to put Anthony in there.
Maybe you have to do the whole Anthony.
Someone else just got a weird whisper.
I heard a beep. What was that?
You gotta go, you gotta be in the chat window.
Yeah, I see that. So did you have to write?
Oh, I was, so apparently Roll 20 will let you access the character sheet. Or the person. So it like auto-filled your character sheet, but you're not associated. Oh, yeah. Anyway. All right. So all my whispers were useless. Anyway, but it's fine. It's, everyone's pretty much realized Kuro is now maybe acting, even worse than normal.
Well, I suppose I would only know that potentially she's in trouble of being infected. I don't think they have any proof of it yet.
True. That's true. They have a suspicion. We'll allow you to have a surprise. So what do you think what's Kuro going to do?
So to me, I think, before the infection would have kicked in, she would have heard, Breck go, mm-hmm. And piss her off. So
right.
She's going to go become further enraged. I think she's going to stay on that path and become rather tunnel visioned and just wanting to mess him up.
So she's going to take it out all out on Breck.
She's slipped into I see it like spiraling in to a point.
I could see her obsessing over Breck. All right. So what is that going to translate into for action?
Grabbing her sword.
Okay.
She said intelligent, so, and probably paranoid, I imagine.
Yeah, paranoia is definitely a big part of it.
So she's going to be cautious of Vesta. I'm just looking at the map.
Your quarters are probably somewhere on deck 2, I would imagine.
Yeah, I just sort of threw down the dock before, roughly. Here.
Okay.
But I think
so. You're gonna make your way to the stairs or the lift, or what are you gonna do?
Probably in the lift, to be honest.
Okay.
Just gonna she's gonna check the door. If it doesn't open quickly, she's gonna move along. Like if the lift is not at deck 2, she's not gonna hang around.
Okay.
Press the
button. Bester, what do you got? Let's see. Well, let me look at the skill list here. Oh, there's a notice. What do you got for notice, Buster? I'm looking up here.
For notice?
Notice you're a minus one. So give me a 2d6.
Oh, notice, yeah.
Minus one.
A 2d6 minus one.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled an 8.
Wow. Kuro, you have the assassin thing, right?
Yeah, I was thinking. I'm trying to get to the
you
shape.
Have sneak or that's... whatever it is. Yeah, you have. You must have sneak.
Yeah, sneak plus one.
Give me a 2d6 plus one.
Six plus one. Roll.
Ooh. All right. Kuro, you feel like you see Bester, like kind of, trying to be quiet going down the hallway, but you definitely see him and you wait till he goes by. And then you go over to the lift and the lift is there on the deck two. I assume you ride it down to deck one. So now you're at you're coming out of the lift, toward the bow on deck one. Give me another sneak roll. So another 2d6 plus one. Ooh. So, as you come out of the lift and kind of peer down the hallway, two crew members, including Bernardo, see you and kind of, they definitely notice you. And they're looking at you kind of quizzically. So maybe, you know, you're, here, so I'm gonna move your little counter over here, and the other crew members are kind of, you know, you, so you're kind of peeking out this door to kind of look down the hall, and they were in this hallway, and they know Kuro's not very talkative, so they kind of nod at you, and then they're kind of looking at you a little weird, like, why is she walking around with her sword out, or, you know, why is she carrying her sword and like sneaking down the hall or like peering around corners and stuff. But they don't know, you would assume they don't have any suspicion about you. I mean, maybe Bernardo would, but you know, let me see something. Let's see. Bernardo's eyes are going to narrow a little bit.
So is there any locks on the doors? Like a button, this is doors now locked sort of thing?
Like, no, not, there's like, it, like the main doors, like these doors, like critical doors, I would say like to engineering and to the bridge would have a locking mechanism. Like other doors don't. So the door you're at right now does not have a mechanism.
What was his name again?
Bernardo. So he's gonna turn to the guy next to him and say something, and then he's gonna start walking down the hall toward you. And his hand is gonna be, you know, he's a red shirt, so he's got a holstered laser pistol. And his hand just so loosely is resting on his holster, or the butt of the gun as he walks toward you.
Bernardo.
Are you saying his current thing?
Yes. Captain Izzo needs to see you in medical urgently. There's something wrong with Prentice.
All right, now, okay, this is a good question. This is what is Kuro's rank on the ship? Because she came in as Breck's assistant, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So Breck would be an officer. Pilot. What do you guys tell me? What Yeah, she's got piloting skills. Would she be, you know, and the scout service is pretty lackadaisical, but Anthony, tell me what do you think her, like, what do you consider, and maybe Kuro doesn't care, but what, give me a proposal for what you think her official rank is and how the ship's crew sees her.
I think if she is an officer, it would be against others' best judgment, and it'd be more of a technicality. I don't think she screams officer material like it would be a technicality of a position.
But do you think she did that? So tell me,
she's a pilot, so is a pilot an officer?
She's got some sort of maybe she's an ensign rank or something, right? They gave her an ensign rank because she's the assistant to Brick.
Yeah.
So Bernardo knows this is Ensign Kuro, knows that Kuro really doesn't fit in too well with a scout service. Let me roll over. I'm going to roll another secret set of dice here. He's gonna say, thanks, Kuro. And he's going to, motion to the guy he's with, say, hey, we're needed in medical. And he's gonna surreptitiously, turn on his, communicator, and say, so he's going to put it not on shipwide broadcast. Maybe he can, I'm trying to think whether this makes sense, whether he would be able to communicate. You know what he's going to do? He's going to turn to the guy next to him and say, hey, let's head off to medical. So he's going to pass by Kuro on the way down this hall here. As soon as he's out of sight, though, Izo, you're going to get a comms from Bernardo and say, hey, Kuro's on deck one, headed, looks like toward the bridge, and she seems even more off than normal. And so Kuro, you kind of see him vanish around the corner here with the guy he was with. What are you going to do?
Check the armory. Is it up? Okay. I assume it's locked, but see if it's open.
Yeah, that one's locked. You probably don't have access to that.
She's gonna head towards the bridge looking for an open door. She's just looking for
So like this door would not be locked, right? This door will be until you get to the door to the bridge, They're all not lockable. I mean, the armory door can be locked, but everything else is, just automatically motion sensitive, right? So you could head down this way. Give me a notice roll. Give me a 2d6 with whatever your notice skill modifier is. Here, I feel like I'm Ty. Everything's fine. yeah. All right, so let's cut scene, and we'll go back to Izo. We'll do Izo first. All right, so Izo, what are you doing? So you've just been notified about Kuro kind of acting a little bit strangely headed toward the bridge.
Okay.
And I'm assuming at this point you've just sent Bester off to head toward the bridge.
Right. How many – I don't know that we ever decided how many – crew overall are on the ship. Or if we did, I've forgotten what we said that.
I think I said roughly, and looking at the schematic, probably on the order of 20, right? So if you include, you've got the captain, the four of you, Jace, Prentice, so that's seven, Bernardo. And so the rest, you would probably have on the order of 10 other enlisted folks. So, you would probably, from your knowledge of the ship, you would assume there's probably three people passed out in engineering. There's probably, maybe 5 to 7 more. And probably most of them are either, asleep in their quarters. Maybe some of them are in the galley. I'm trying to think, it could have been, Jace was obviously on the bridge. There was probably at least one or two other crew members on the bridge. So that probably accounts for pretty much the whole crew.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave medical, ideally vac suited up. That's a doable thing.
Yeah, I feel like you just basically took your helmet off when you came in from the ship, right? And you could resuit up pretty easily.
I'm gonna back suit up, and I'm gonna make my way to the stairs. But I'm gonna hit the crew quarters in galley on the way, see if there are any crew available. Explain that Breck and Hero have been potentially exposed to a foreign substance that might be impairing their mental state, and that we need to make sure the ship's safe, make sure they're safe, and potentially I need crew to come with me to go to engineering to stop the ship while we stabilize the situation.
Okay. I would say you can easily find in the crew quarter, let's say, three other crew members that you roused up. You know, they recognize you, obviously. You're the captain. They believe you without question. So let's say you've got three more crew members.
And I'll tell them to suit up as well.
Okay. So this is going to probably take 15 minutes or so for them to, you know, get their suits up and, you know, wake up and all that kind of shit. All right. Plus three. And I think we can go without giving them names for now. We'll decide later if we need names. All right. So that's going to take Iso a while. It's cut scene to Bester. So, Bester, you have made your way to the stairs. You feel like maybe you felt somebody, but you didn't really see anything. So you went downstairs.
Well, I might have heard the lift.
You could have heard the lift. But you know, nothing registered as something you might notice. No. So you're at the stairs. I assume you head down. So, what are you going to do next? You were going to the bridge.
I'm going to the bridge. So,
okay.
I'm going to come down here. So basically I'm facing the stern, right?
Yep. When I come down the stairs. Yeah.
So,
one of these guys should be you. Let's see. This orangey one should be you. So I'll put you right there. You should be able to move it, I think. Maybe. I don't know. There's weird. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. I put my helmet on because good breathing talk. Anything other than air is.
Bester probably would have done that right away. Yeah,
he probably wouldn't have taken his helmet off. To be
probably
truthful, just to be sure, being the neurotic, lovely person he is. So I'm gonna go have a look around the corner and see if there's anything there.
Okay. Yeah, it's all clear.
I'm guessing Bernardo.
You see Bernardo
by me.
Yep. Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, they come stomping by. They see you and they kind of look at you a little side-eyed, but they're like, "Hey, Bester. We just saw Kuro, and she was acting a little strange. She was headed toward the bridge." And Bester, I would assume, has some rank, probably a higher enlisted rank. You know, you could probably give these guys commands if you wanted to.
Well, not really. I mean, it's more of a "where are you guys going" kind of thing.
Yeah. But no, if you, like you said, can you guys come with me? They would probably listen, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I hear you. The problem is that I don't think, I mean, at this point, Bester is blissfully unaware since he's not the sharpest knife.
So you're saying he would not know. Like, them telling you Kuro's behaving weird isn't enough to trigger anything in.
No, not. I mean,
okay. I think that's good role playing.
Opinion, I think his.
Yeah, he wouldn't connect the dots. It says, "Well, Brent no, was bitten by the monkeys."
He would be. Yeah, she's weird. I agree. the sword, okay. The whole thing, odd. And they're going down to the captain, so I'm fine with that, and I'll just keep going.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you. Yeah, you don't see anything. It sounds like, I think Kuro, you you're going to, you said, you're going to, so Kuro probably, what, tell me what you're going to do, Kuro.
Did you get the message?
I did. And I get that. Yeah. So, yeah. So, so we'll stay with Bester then. Bester, you come down. We'll just put Kuro up here. There she is. So Bester, you're coming down the hallway and you don't see any sign of Kuro. Appears completely empty. What are you going to do now, Bester? Still there, Swede?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just thinking,
okay.
which is probably not what I should be doing.
all right.
So they told me she was here and she's not here. So I'm just going to assume she's that the here. Door is open. So I'm going to go.
Yep. Those doors open when you walk up. She's not on the other side.
That door is open. So I'm going to come in here.
You're going to go there. It's empty.
Okay. And then this one says airlock, right?
It does say airlock.
Isn't that funny?
I don't know if that one's going to open or not. Let me see. Let me just do something. That one will not open. If you can go up and it's got a bunch of your guests, you have experience with ships and such. It's all the indicator lights are red. It looks like it's locked down.
Okay. Do I have any way to communicate with ISO?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, you can assume you've got a personal communicator. You can raise them at any time.
Okay, then I try to hail ISO.
Okay. Assume you're connected. Go ahead.
Yeah. ISO. Oh, Captain.
Is he still on?
Well, he might be away from keyboard. He said he was going to be.
Oh, did he?
Away from keyboard. But he said he was back as well. So.
He did. That was a while ago.
Izo.
Rex.
Did you fall still asleep?
There? I am still here.
Okay. Yeah. Bester has just raised you on your communicator.
Oh, I thought he was raising Kuro. There we go.
Nope.
You
did want to talk to Izo, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Bester? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Bester. What do you have to report?
I'm up at the airlock to the bridge, before the bridge. Kuro's here somewhere, but the door to the bridge here, it's locked.
All right. So, number one, be cautious about Kuro right now. She also may be compromised with the same thing that's compromised Breck. Number two, I've got a few additional crew. I'm making my way to engineering. When I arrive at engineering, I'm going to open the doors to the bridge and engineering at the same time. I want you to go with. And in a non-lethal manner, subdue Breck.
Yeah, I got that. How about the, magic?
Non-lethal means woman. Don't kill.
Okay.
How
about the magic woman that teleports around with her sword?
I would prefer that you not kill her. But obviously, if she's got a sword and she's being threatening, I don't expect you to sacrifice your own life. So just act with restraint. And again, once I get to engineering, get the doors open, hopefully the engine shut down, and then we'll have more time to gain control of the situation.
Restraint. I see. That's funny.
Give me a chance to be a better bester.
The best bester you can be.
Exactly.
All right.
So, yeah, where do you want to go, Mike?
All righty. So, let's cut scene. I've been whispering to Kuro, so I know what she's doing. We're going to cut scene back to, Aizo. And so you've kind of gone along, you know, picked up, so you have three additional crew at this point.
Right.
Bernardo and his buddy have also, met up with you. Do you want to do anything different with them, or are they going to come with you?
Is the, buddy another red shirt or another type of crew?
What do you want him to be? To make a suggestion. I don't care.
I'm going to say another red shirt. It makes sense. They're hanging out together.
Yeah. And you know, in my mind, this is a too small a ship to have like a dedicated security. Like these guys would also be capable of basic, you know, crew tasks. They could,
sure.
They could do engineering stations. They could probably, you know, there are, you know, everybody on a scout ship is going to have multiple jobs. So right. These guys are both red shirts in that, you know, they're both trained with weapons and capable of doing security. But yeah, you know, they're both wearing the, you know, they're both in the same division, but, and they're both assigned to security, but they also do other things. So if you need, you know, general crew expertise, don't assume that they can't.
Okay. So, I'm actually going to stop, kind of brief them on the situation again that, Breck's definitely compromised, most likely with some type of psychotropic medication.
Mm-hmm.
Kuro is probably compromised. I'll ask if they saw Bester when they were making their way.
They'll tell you, of course they did.
All right. I want the two of you to return to Bester. Tell them that you've spoken to me and that you're going to help him. And if you see Kuro, again, I want you to be careful. But if you can detain her, that would be fantastic. But at least let me know that you've seen her. Because if all she right, is compromised.
Give me a lead role since you've got it. And yeah, you might even do more. We may even do more than one. Give me a lead role for this little chat with the security folks.
Can I roll it right off there? Let's see what happens.
I don't know. I don't think the sheet's set up. And I'm too cheap to buy that.
There's no modifier. Let's see what happens. Well, that's not right. So what attribute does lead ping off? Is it
probably the charisma one?
Or charisma.
Yeah. Which I think you have, right? You have a plus one on that.
I do.
And intelligence, right? Yeah. So either way, you're going to get a plus two. Oh, look at that.
Let's do it.
So you rolled an 8 with a plus 2, so you get a 10. Wow, and it even does Ooh. That. Yeah, no, they're you feel like they fully received your instructions, and they you know, they give you a very crisp salute and head off at a run back toward the stairs. All right. Just hit the button again for your rousing of, so the crew that you've roused is probably a collection of random, like bridge officers and engineering officers. So maybe like a couple right. of engineering guys. And so it's the off duty folks, you know, Bernardo and his buddy were probably the only kind of roving, security guys. So just give me another okay. lead role for this, this other motley crew that you've assembled.
Oh, not so good.
Yeah, for the listeners, he rolled a 10 on the first one and a 5 on the second one. All right, even with a plus 2, so you rolled a 3. Yeah, they're you get the sense that they're not as enthused with your leadership as Bernardo and his friend were. Okay. So that may come to haunt you later. You know, they may be a little grumpy about being woken up. I'm like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, God damn, this guy is like acting captain, big head. Okay.
After I space the first one, the rest of them will.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it'll be good. That's good. All right. So, I'm going to stay with you, Izo, and tell me, you're going to head, what are you going to do now?
So we're going to go down the stairs
mm-hmm.
and we're going to just trying to read. Yeah. Right there.
You would come out there, and then there's short stairs up to like a, you know, like it's like a split level house. So you're
right.
You know, there's access panels there, but these doors are locked down.
Right. So I'm going to want to find the closest either workstation or place where I can hack into the computer.
I would assume there's probably one in this hallway somewhere, probably near the entrance to engineering.
Right. And I want to try to hack to clear the doors, open the doors to engineering and the bridge at the same time.
All right, give me a program roll. And you can use your hack skill, so you can roll 3d6 with your plus one.
Nice.
Yeah, the hack thing's coming in handy.
All right, here we go. 3d6. I'm just gonna...
There is, on the character sheet, if you notice, there's like a d6 like drop down. I was wondering what that did. Maybe, does it roll 3d6 for you?
Let's see. I do not see what you're saying.
Oh, you have a different character sheet. Weird. Then, let me look at one of these other guys. Yeah, skills on yours are different. That is so strange. How did you get a different one?
Let me look at something.
Character sheet.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know how I did
that's
that.
Weird. All right, well. Maybe there's a choice. Yeah, just give it to me.
Boom. All
right. That's a 10. It's an 11.
10.
Yeah. I got to say that that's going to be a success. And as far as you can tell, you were in and out cleanly. And I'll even let you feel like you have control over the door. And you don't actually have to open them yet. But I'll let you open them whenever you wish.
Was that a good enough role that I also have gained control of the cameras and I can feed Breck, you know, the classic empty hallway looped video.
I'm going to say you were trying to hack the door systems, and the security feeds are going to be a completely different system. So that would be a different roll.
Would I get to roll my 3d6 again?
Sure.
Like, do I just get to do that over and over again?
Well, you're hacking. Hi. Yeah. That's your advantage, right? That's your skill. So yeah, I'll let you do it. I don't see
really powerful.
It is really powerful. Damn. So a 12.
11, 12.
Yep. You feel like you could overwhelm the loops. This one actually.
And can I see what's going on inside the bridge?
You are able to do that. All of a sudden though, the panel lights up because the GM made a secret roll and, Breck rolled a 12. He rolled boxcar. So,
nice.
He's like, Izo, what are you doing, Izo? You still have control of the door and the cameras, but he has seen what you're doing. So he's on the shipwide comms now. Maybe he doesn't even know where you are, but he's detected something.
Right. Just helping in every little way I can, Breck. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know that you'd have to open a comm, right? He's just broadcasting.
Then I'm not opening the comms.
Yeah, that would be dumb. All right, let's cut scene to Bester. So Bester, you're down there at the airlock. Bernardo and his other red-shirted buddy have shown up. They've told you that Captain Izo sent them. And we're told to support you. So are you doing anything? Picking your nose? You're waiting for the doors to open. You going to do anything else?
Who are you talking to? Sorry.
I'm talking to Bester.
To me.
Yeah, hey, Kuro, if you want to do something crazy, just whisper it to me. I got your message from before, yeah.
Yeah. No, just audio dropped out for a second. I didn't know.
No worries. No, I was talking to Bester. I'm assuming, Bester, you're just going to stand around, but I just wanted to make
sure. Yeah, I'm going to stand around. I mean, if they come, they're coming running back to me.
Yeah, so, yeah, Bernardo and, you know, so it's basically the three of you standing there right now, right? They've just come up to you. And, I mean, Bester could just deny their story. I don't know why he would, but I'm assuming.
I'm thinking he's going to go, did he check all the rooms on the way here? Because she isn't here and this door is locked. So.
Shrug. Who's going to say that? Bester be smart enough to realize that? I don't think so. Bernardo might.
Smart enough to realize that. Well, she isn't here. This door is locked.
Are you guys going to do intelligence? Yeah. All right, he's probably smart.
It's more of a, you know, did you check the rooms on the way here?
Bernardo's eyes get wide. He's like, you know, maybe Bernardo's not that smart. It's like, oh, should we do that?
Shrug. Beth is like, yeah, whatever. That sounds like a good idea to me, but, you know.
Okay. Well, Bernardo's going to be like, well, the captain told me to come and support you. So, I'll do whatever you tell me. And he's really enthusiastic about doing whatever Bester tells him.
Bester goes, watch my back. That's all.
And Bernardo's going to go, aye, aye, sir.
Yeah. So they can watch the door.
Yeah, so they'll at least the one of the guys will be checking, watching the six. Okay, all right, let's head back since it seems like all the action's with Izo. So Izo, you've got access to the doors, you've got access to the cameras. Breck has noticed you, but this was only maybe 20-30 seconds ago. So I want to see.
What's going on in the bridge, and then once I have that information, tell Bester what he's walking into and open the doors.
Okay. So, the cams on the bridge, they look like, they're blocked by boxes or some sort of crates. They kind of rustle every once in a while, but there's not a lot of vision. You hear, and you know, there's an audio feed as well. You kind of hear giggling every once in a while. And, you know, maybe footsteps, pattering around, but, you know, there's not a lot to see.
Okay. So, direct communication with Bester. Okay. And I tell him that it's go time. I'm going to open the door. You and, Bernardo and his, other crew member, again, want you to subdue Brick, but with non-lethal force. We're going to enter engineering and attempt to shut the engines down, and then we will go from there.
The sound of Bester rolling his eyes comes to over the intercom. And that's basically it. It goes back.
Okay. Good. Roger. Yokai.
On my mark. Go. Doors open.
All right. Doors open. You and your three crewmen, you know, there's kind of a mist that rolls out of engineering. the nice cough. But you're in a vac suit, so you wouldn't actually cough.
Right.
But, yeah, there doesn't appear to be anything else going in engineering. You see a couple of slumped bodies down at the airlock toward the bridge. Bester, the doors slide open. All of a sudden, the intercom on the ship crackles. It's like, what's going on, fellas? I'm going to say we don't need life support anymore. But I see you're all in vac suits. God damn it. Okay. Kuro, is anything happening when the door opens?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If she's going to poke her head out and try and get eyes on Breck and find a path and try and get into the bridge.
Teleport in?
Yep.
Okay. Give me... Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't get that for free. But I don't think... I think you're, if you could see a path, you could make the teleport because you have enough skill with teleporting. Let's see. Is there a skill? Probably notice, I want to say. Give me a notice roll. Just give me a notice roll. It's going to be a pretty easy roll. It's a 2d6 minus one for you.
I'll just roll the 2d6.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, no, you spot, you have a pretty clear path, and then I assume you see a spot to teleport to on the bridge. So, Breck has definitely, you know, it's crowded with crates and stuff. He's definitely paranoid about your teleport abilities, but you see us, obviously he's got to have enough room to get around. So, are you going to teleport in?
Absolutely. So Kuro is going to step out of the cargo bay when she hears the noise, look down the hall and see Breck. She is going to beeline in the fastest possible way by teleportation.
Yeah, and it's probably a little over 10 meters, so you're going to have to spend your last effort, but you can.
So role playing says I have to.
Yep. Well, I mean, yeah, you're not really...
she's crazy. So
yeah, she's crazy too, so you're going to do it. All right. Yeah. So you teleport in, and then what happens?
She's going to try and bring down Breck. In the most lethal manner she can.
Okay. I would assume that would be a stab. So,
if I get blamed for that, I'm going to get really mad.
Let me look at Breck's character sheet here. Let's do 1d8 rolls for initiative. And, Bester, why don't you give me 1, 2? And I don't know if you guys have initiative. Let's see, quick menu's initiative. Oh, look at that.
How
I rolled.
Doing that?
I clicked on quick menus for initiative. Oh, look, you can. Oh, wow. Does it roll different things? Yeah, it does. Okay. Yeah, there you go.
So I get two rolls.
Oh, because of your thing? Hey, you rolled a 4 both times. That sucker. Breck's initiative is the first one. It's a 6, so he's ahead of you. 2. Okay. And let me just roll for the security guys. Okay. So Breck actually gets to go first. And
so I don't get a surprise. There is no surprise.
Oh yeah, because you're teleporting. That's right. You have that special ability, right? Yeah, I'll give you. Let me make one roll. See if you can. See if, you know, Breck has superpowers now. No, but you surprise him. So go ahead. You get a free attack. And I think we decided it's not an automatic hit, though, right?
No, it's not. It's it's got to be a dagger or something.
Yeah. No, so, give me an attack.
It's just a normal attack.
Yep, give me an attack. Yeah. But you get one attack before anyone gets to do anything.
2d8 plus 2, I think it is.
Well, you got to roll your d20 to hit first.
Oh, yep. Sorry.
No worries.
D20 plus 2 and 1 and 9. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, no, you definitely now give me damage. You,
1d8 plus 1.
Yeah, I saw that. Bester, I got it. Oof.
So okay. The question I had before I rolled that, and you can just leave it for next time, but if she's crazy, if she's strong, does she get any bonuses to
her
attack?
She would get a strength bonus, yeah. So you would have probably gotten a plus one or plus two to that damage. And Breck, tell me what that blow looks like, girl.
That looks like a furious rage. So I imagine she's going to come in probably beside him. He's probably got his back to the wall. He's probably paranoid too.
Oh, yeah. No, he's definitely paranoid.
So just as he turns around, it's just a massive slash. It's probably across the chest, starting from his shoulder across, and I think he's probably going to fall back. Saving himself from the worst of the blow, but
okay. It's gonna hurt. And he's gonna drop to the ground.
Oh crap.
Okay. Yeah, he drops to the ground. He crumples to the ground. All right. So we're back to the next. So that was
before
the surprise
that,
round.
So yep. She's going to attack, and she's just going to look at Besta. So, like, as he falls, she watches Breck fall to the ground, and she's just going to look up and sneer at Besta.
Good. All right. What did Besta roll? The two. And you really didn't surprise Bester or the security guys, so they're gonna get to go this round. So let's see. They rolled a two as well. So Breck's dead, otherwise he'd get to go next. He was surprised. Bester, I think you're up next, and then Bernardo and the other security guy will be up. What you gonna do, Bester?
Well, the door is open, so.
Correct.
It's not a. Are there boxes stacked in front of the door?
No, there's an open path. And,
okay, so.
Yeah. It's a narrow path, so, but there's an open path.
So at some point here, I'm going to see, Kuril and,
oh yeah, I think you saw, there was enough. Yeah, there was enough, you know, like Kuril peeked your head out. I mean, we're playing it probably more open than it actually is, but she could see, she got a line of sight kind of past you guys and into the bridge. And she appeared, you saw her appear in there, and then you saw this huge slash across Breck's chest, and you see Breck crumple to the ground, with a pool of blood spreading out on the bridge floor. So that's what you see.
Oh, so Bester's gonna be like, oh, great. what
her
does she do?
Wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to have to decide quickly or he's going to lose his turn.
Yeah, so yeah. I think what he's going to do is basically, because Bester is self-preservation oriented, I think.
Sure.
So he's going to sort of step back and let the friendly red shirts assisting him move on past and head up and up to the bridge.
Are you going to say anything to them? Like,
something like, yeah, there she is.
Okay. makes perfect sense to me. All right. And Bernardo is, his eyes are on the prize. He's got his laser pistol out. Although I think, Izo told him to be non-lethal. Let's see. Would they have any non-lethal weapons? That's a good question. We don't have stun guns in this thing, I don't think. There are, like, stun rods and crap. Let me see if they would have something.
If they were on security duty, like, I guess stun rods, maybe.
Stun rods. We can retcon some of this.
Some sort of military police.
Yeah. I'm trying to see, I'm seeing if there's a ranged weapon they might have that would have stun, but it doesn't look like there is much stunning.
They also just pass the armory.
That's true. Yeah, so I'm going to say, you know, that they have let's give them stun batons, because, you know, the Iso was very inspirational to them, and so they're true believers, and they're trying to do exactly what they feel like Iso would want, which is to subdue Kuro without hurting her. Okay.
Too much.
So, too much. Yeah. All right. So, let's see. What's the distances involved? I would assume, and because Kuro was busy, they're going to be able to go up and make an attack, maybe with a small, and everybody's in vac suits, which I forgot the negatives for that. Except maybe Breck. I don't know. He would probably be paranoid enough that he'd be in a vac suit.
Kuro was out of his.
Okay. Good to know. All right, so let me do this. What's your AC, Kuro? Probably not very good. 15, yeah. Mm-hmm. And 15 assumes that you're wearing... Are you wearing your armor?
Yeah, she had her armor on.
Yeah, I guess she was being... Across. Yeah, but that's going to be a hit. And let's see, 1d8. Oh, and you did heal up some hit points, but the stun batons do actually do damage, but you don't die from them. So you would be reduced to 0 hit points, but you just become unconscious.
Yeah.
Take 5 points of damage. How are you looking?
I'm on 2.
2. All right, and then the second, so that was Bernardo. The second red shirt will go, and he's gonna swing and a miss, maybe even trip on the way in. All right, and Bester's just hanging back.
Yeah, I'm watching the three stooges doing their job.
Well, one of them came in with the Alabama Race Riot precision and hit Kuro on the left thigh, perhaps. All right, back around. So we'll stay in combat mode. What did you roll for initiative, by the way? Oh, you were 4. Yeah, so Kuro, you're back up. What are you going to do? Crazy Kuro.
She is going to swing at that man that just hit her. She's okay. Full right. Bernardo. She's just swinging on whatever's there.
Yeah. Give me your sword roll there. And take a +2 for your increased strength.
The 2, so it's +4.
Nice.
It's gonna be oh, 12.
Okay.
I might miss depending on
Then what kind of armor do they have? They probably have, let's look at armor here. Combat armor. Security armor. Yeah, they have security armor. That's gonna be a miss. Alright. Bernardo's gonna follow up with his one shot with another one. And these guys are not actually in vax. Wow, Bernardo's kicking ass. You're gonna drop, Kuro. He's got this stun baton thing down, and he's got the eyes of a believer. Kuro drops to the floor, and jerks a little bit. All right. So, it seems like, Bester, you're the only player in this area.
I'm gonna see her drop, basically.
Yep.
So I'm gonna just go up and make sure that she's actually out.
Mm-hmm.
For the time being. And Breck is obviously
bleeding and dead. Yeah. I'm guessing.
Well, he's
so, or.
Well, I mean, this is the future. He's bleeding. You have these things called Lazarus patches too.
Yeah, we do. He actually told me to not use lethal force.
Yeah, but you know, to be fair, it wasn't you.
No.
But true. Maybe you feel a little, I don't, little responsible.
Yeah, no, not really. but I could see myself, you know, the Orbester dragging Kuro down the hallway, or basically picking her up and carrying her off to med bay.
Bernardo's gonna go stop Bester, and he pulls out. He's got a Lazarus patch, and he's gonna sit down and attempt to administer the Lazarus patch to Breck.
Good for him.
And Breck is unresponsive. The red shirt number two will do the same. Oh, Jesus. That is awfully questionable. Yeah, no, they both, Breck is not stabilizing. They can't work on
him. So I'll just drop Kuro right into the floor wherever I'm standing go back and see if I can run that, do the Lazarus patch thing. What I need to
all
do.
All right, give me a 2d6. Do you have any heal? You probably have a minus one.
Let me see. I can't tell if I got a minus one. Let's roll with minus one.
Just roll a 2d6 and we'll see what it says. I mean, these things are meant to be administered. These two security guys are pretty crappy at. All right. Yeah.
Well, I'm not much better.
No, but you feel like Breck is momentarily stable, but he's on a razor's edge.
Okay, can I drag them both down to the med bay?
Well, Bernardo's going to look at you and kind of see the confusion in Bester's eyes and say, Bester, Kuro just been stunned. She'll recover on her own. Get Breck to the auto dock. Put Prentice, you know, hit standby for Prentice. The machine will stabilize her and then put Breck in the auto dock.
Okay. Beth is kind of, you know, okay, whatever.
I love it.
Valley girl. Stupid.
Okay. All right, Izo. So there's been a... there's been a flurry of noise from the bow end of the ship.
Right.
But it's all happened very quickly. I'm assuming what happens when the door opens to engineering?
Well, the gas kind of dissipates out. We move in. I have one of the people with me tend to the crew that are down, and the other people with me, we begin going through the process of taking the engines offline, at least temporarily, till we gain control of the ship.
Okay. Now that there is no one interfering, I'm assuming that that will be successful.
Okay.
But that's going to take you 5 minutes, and you hear maybe some pounding feet going by outside of engineering. Some shouting.
Okay. I try to raise Bester on the direct.
Loud direct mumbling com. And cursing.
Bester situation report, please.
I'm on the way to med bay with one crazy I got Breck.
I'm taking it to med bay. Kuro is unresponsive in the bridge.
I'm going to assume that, like maybe red shirt number two is going to stay, given that he knows Kuro, you know, just killed or tried to kill Breck and, you know, kind of, maybe,
Lovey.
Probably try and restrain her in some way. Of course, he did also see her teleport, so he would realize, you know, maybe that's, maybe they need to do a little bit more. I am looking up something here. I'm looking up stun batons and how long. 10 minutes. Okay. Yep. So your experience with stun batons, everyone tells you that folks are usually unconscious for about 10 minutes after being beaten into submission. It may be a little bit longer because Kuro was not doing so well beforehand. Okay. So it looks like there's a problem on the home front with Iso. We'll let him handle that. But, you know, so we probably should have named red shirt number two. But maybe Bernardo picks up Kuro and follows along behind you, Bester. So you get those, you get to the med bay. You put Chief Prentice, on, you know, basically in some sort of stasis. And you get Breck in there. Really, we could kill Breck at this point because he's so bad at Discord, but I guess maybe we won't.
That's well, my Discord.
Seems like Oslo has got a decision to make. Play a crazy, a potential another crazy, or...
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's other, you know, I don't know that folks have truly explored counteracting the crazy with the medical facilities that you have on board. And there probably wasn't time up until this point, right? But, you know, is it permanent? Is it temporary? Who knows? There may be other resources you could do. But yeah, so, all right, Bester, I assume you do that. Breck is, the autodoc is able to stabilize Breck.
So there was only one autodoc before.
Correct.
So yeah, they pulled
Prentice out. They pulled Prentice out. Right. I'm assuming that the autodoc could put them in some sort of stable, like it's not actually fixing her anymore, but she's not going to die. Like that there's a life support feature. Cause the captain's also, you know, been pulled out of the autodoc, right? It's not like, you know, anyone that's on life support is, you don't need the full autodoc to be, to be just stable. Like once you're stabilized, right? That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, cool.
And right. The removal of the psychoactive drug didn't take like an awful amount of time or anything.
Well, it hasn't actually done that yet. It just, all the autodoc told you was that it detected the psychoactive drug. Now you could, I'm assuming like the autodoc would be capable of trying to remove it, but we'd have to roll.
I can't remember what Iso said. I think he said something about it, but I can't remember. Iso?
He said that he had to deal with his kid.
Okay.
But what I remember is that he told Bester, hey, it's, Kuro is probably, and Breck are probably affected by a psycho addict. Now it seems you guys would pretty obviously have the autodoc say, can we purge this out? The other thing you might think of is, you know, the people that you encountered in the space combat may also have a way of counteracting this since they had to deal with this too, if you can't figure one out. But I think it's reasonable to say the autodoc could probably figure out a way to purge it. So let's maybe wrap this up where, and, Bester, is there anything else you want to do with Kuro?
Just,
I can have Bernardo.
Is there a way that is sufficiently well known that Bester would know it or for some reason that he would be aware of to counteract the teleportation ability.
I can answer I would, that.
Because that's what he would worry about.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what you should worry about. I would think Bester is capable of determining, like, oh, I could – there's all these sedatives in medbay. I could just keep her from waking up.
Right. So what that he's going to basically punch the locker where they keep the medicines with the
– Yeah, and pull some sedatives out and administer them roughly to Kura.
Roughly, but in a non-lethal manner.
Right. Okay. All right. So it sounds like you guys basically have gotten the ship back under control. The engines have been shut down. Breck is in the auto dock being treated, stabilized. Prentice is in standby mode, so people are going to have to queue up. For the autodoc, Kuro is sedated, you know, probably for a couple hours. Probably, let's say, you know, I would say probably Bernardo is capable of having the autodoc assess the, and Bester might be too, like this psychotropic drug. You know, it's just going to take time, right? So you're going to have to queue up. It's going to have to purge. It's going to have to heal. Oh, look at this. Look at somebody looking at the rule book. So Anthony put in something about...
Stop reading the rules, Kuro.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's just the fluff. They basically say that to deal with teleporters, they put a bomb inside their brain. It goes off.
They leave. Yeah, it's like the shopping carts that have the wheels that lock up. If you go too far, then they then the bomb goes off. All right, so Izo, we've basically.
I have my headset on, so I actually heard what you guys were
saying.
So just my thought as far as the medical technology, I'm thinking that on a ship like this, there's one auto dock, which is actually the thing that like can heal people, but there probably are multiple other beds that have a simpler, like a stasis type system.
Yeah, that just life support. Yeah.
Basic fundamental life support, you know, assisting with breathing and, you know, administering IV fluids, things like that. So, we could keep Prentice stable while we throw Breck in there.
I'm agreeing with you.
And same thing with Izo that we can.
Yep. And so now it's just going to take time. And you know, you feel the autodoc is able to come up with a method of purging the psychotropic drug from their system. It's just, you're just going to queue everybody up. You're going to keep Kuro sedated until she gets her drug purged. And then maybe you'll notice a difference. Maybe you won't. and you know, I'm assuming, you know, at this point, you're basically going to lick your wounds. You're kind of, you know, the engines are shut down. You're kind of drifting toward the Grimhill planet, but at a point where, like, it would probably take a month or two to get there because you hadn't had a lot of time to build up much momentum toward the planet. So I'm assuming you guys, what do you guys want to do? Do you want to sit around and let everybody heal up and repair things? You know, you find... Jace and a couple other of the bridge crew knocked unconscious, and, you know, piled under a few crates and such on the bridge. There's no casualties, no deaths as far as you can tell. A couple of people a little bit banged up. You know, the folks in engineering were okay once they came to.
So actually, from a I don't know how things work in this universe. Is there an advantage? Are we less detectable if we're drifting versus?
Oh, sure.
So I actually kind of like this idea that we're just going to drift a period of time.
Okay.
And go, like, you know, quiet running while we get the crew back in shape. Figure out if the autodoc can tell us what this substance is.
And you're not undetectable, but without the engines, you know, without those in-system engines going, you're much less detectable.
Yeah, I want to stay a little observable until we get crew back.
Okay. Although we don't see, actually, there is something about high sensing, but it just makes sense.
I mean, given that this has a quasi hard science
right.
background, I would assume that by like not actively emitting energy and not being under drive.
Well, yeah, you're not as emitting. There's not actually a modifier engines off, but I'd give you one. It makes sense to me. They do have modifiers for all the usual things, though. And it is, you know, unless someone's actively scanning, it's pretty hard to pick up someone who does not want to be seen. It does say that, which does make sense. Okay. So you're licking your wounds. You're drifting toward this other planet. You know, not too much happens. You know, maybe there's some uncomfortable galley periods where, you know, a black and blue Breck sheepishly looks at people. But yeah, no, you know, assume it's maybe a week and a half later. Everybody's back at their full healthy levels. You know, Jace fixes the ship's boat, grumbling all the time. And there's a little picture of Kuro, a silhouette of Kuro on the ship's boat with a slash through it now. So what do you guys want to do now? And this is probably a decent stopping point. We've been going for about 2 hours.
I'm
done.
We should probably talk about, and you guys can, it might be good to think about it in between sessions. I know that you don't, but, you might want to think about, you know, you might want to, have like a, debrief kind of session. And we can do that at the beginning of next time. That might actually be a good idea. But we should mention, like, I can sum up kind of the stuff you know, from Artisan 7, right, and from your stuff. I mean, the key things you got from Artisan 7 were there was the industrial espionage angle, remember? So the navigator was the lab that Artisan 7, the company that finances Artisan 7 is called Lysani Laboratories. They were obviously financing some drug research that maybe got a little bit out of control. That's a theory. You found the navigator was communicating with someone from Grumman Siemens. There was also the Grumman Siemens shuttle with the dead Grumman Siemens. Well, you didn't know there was a dead person in a Grumman Siemens gear outside the shuttle. And you know that the navigator was given instructions from some contact that Breck was able to trace back to Grumman Siemens that said, you know, we want you, he was sharing all the data from these experiments and Grumman Siemens instructed him to try and slow those experiments down. Reasons unknown. And what else did you find? I think that was about it, but, I'll tell you, you know, so, you know, you're in the system, you have interacted with the other ships that fought with you were from Grimhill. So you know that Grimhill has space, or you can assume they have a space going capacity. And, you know, Artisan 7, you don't know why it was based around this other planet, but it was, and it was doing this research. There may be more information on Artisan 7 because you kind of left in a hurry. Who knows? You could go explore. It is a sandbox though, so you guys can go in whatever direction you want. So you can think about that. Decide what you want to do next.
Good idea.
So do we get XP?
Yeah, I think you guys get XP.
I don't think we got XP for.
Well, we were kind of
down on that.
It was all kind of mid session, right? So the Arta 7, this, if you go back to Arta 7, we can do it again, but this session probably went over the last two sessions. So, what do you guys think you should get for XP?
I know we've had two fights on the, station. Mm-hmm. The first fight when it was just me and, Swede, and then we had the crazy monkeys.
I think Kuro and Bester
and the flying
definitely and then, had the most kind of action.
Breck was in there. He was.
Oh yeah, I'm going to give everybody experience.
Iso was
and Iso abandoned. Definitely. Iso came on the rescue, and in this session, I thought Iso did his acting captain part very well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm trying to find, where is the XP section? It's in a weird spot in this book. I think it's like, it's basically per encounter.
Right.
Game Master Resources.
I remember that. I don't remember much more than that, but I remember that.
Yeah, and I get confused with DCC. Actions, transfer, placement, venture creation. Is it under systems? Morale and combat. Gain experience points. Blah, blah, blah. It's pretty open-ended. I'm going to say, you guys are actually at what level now? You're at level 3, right?
Yeah, so
I'm at level 2.
Okay.
And you probably just end up bump it up.
Oh, it says one successful gaming session, you should earn about 3 XP. So, I'm going to give Iso and Bester, because it was two sessions, I'm going to give you both 5. Okay. And I'm going to give Iso 5 as well, and we're going to give Breck 4.
Okay.
How's that? Kuro and Bester, both 5. Let's just give you all 5. It's easier that way.
And so what's our next level up?
So levels...
2 to 3?
2 to 3 is at 6.
Yeah, so I'm saying level 3 at 11 XP, we all should be the same to my mind. 11
out
of 12.
I think so, yeah. I don't know why you should have been at level 3 already. I think you probably just missed the session before. So everyone should basically, I don't think I awarded different XP to people, so everyone should have 11 now.
No, it's 11.
So we should be level 3 and have 11 XP?
Correct.
Yeah,
it doesn't reset every time. It's cumulative. So, but with one more XP, you guys are going to be level 4.
Okay.
I will update Breck's sheet too.
Okay, so 11 XP, next level.
Let's see. All right.
It's pumpkin time for me, boys.
Got
I'm
going to
bail out. Y'all can chit chat a little bit longer.
No, I think we're ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, I
got it. Yeah, and so you guys, we'll try and set up another session probably in January, another Saturday. And awesome. Feel free to spend your level points. Like Iso, you haven't spent them. If you want, go ahead and spend them. Or we can, we'll wait till the last minute and do it, which is I know what people usually do. I do that. All right, and we'll be on the rocket, and since we like Saturdays, we'll just set something up. So, thanks, guys. It was fun.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep. Have a good night.
Night.